Yo, what's going on, everyone? It's the Fantasy Beat coming at you as always. Fantasy football, fantasy basketball, and of course, more fantasy basketball here on the Fantasy Beat. BaseballGuys.com, Justin Fensterman, Trevor Ray, Ray Flowers. I don't get to look at the beautiful face of Trevor Ray because guess what? I'm in Washington, D.C., and he is in Iowa. Can you believe that this guy could get a cell signal to call into his own podcast? What up, Trevy?
What's up, Justin Fensterman? And this is, I'm back in the big old IOWA. And you know what I've been enjoying lately, Fenster?
What have you been enjoying?
A little NBA.
No, not you. You're a hater.
You would think I was such a hater, Fenster. You know I always don't. The guy that's always behind the NBA. However, guess what? I love the T-Wolves.
Oh, my God. Let me just tell everyone right now, and I watched basketball with Trevor Ray the other night, and Trevor Ray is really hopping on the Timberwolves bandwagon. Technically, I think the acceptable year to join that bandwagon was last year, but then injuries really devastated the team. So, Trev, I'm glad you noticed them because they've got a lot of different weapons on their team, the Timberwolves. Everyone from J.J. Barea, Ricky Rubio. What about guys like Corey Brewer, someone who could still pick up off your waiver wire that's playing 31 minutes a night? But who's the man?
Stepping it up. Very impressed with Corey Brewer. I did not expect him to get as many minutes as he's getting. But no, Justin, we all know who we love on the Fantasy Beat.
Oh, I think that's a little context clue right there, Trev.
Oh, a little action. Justin, we talked several times about who was the number three pick. We all knew that Kevin Durant, LeBron James, 1-2. It was locked in. Nobody questioned that. But everybody questioned the number three pick. You wrote a very long article at NFL.com discussing what you do with the number three pick. Justin, I'm sorry. After watching what I've seen so far this season, I think we know what we do with the number three pick.
No, absolutely, but Trev, you got to remember going into the season, Kevin Love, since his rookie season, and he's been in the league for a few years now, he has not had a fully healthy season since his rookie year. So I see why some people have cold feet. But when you're taking players like Paul George, and if you're going to take someone as dynamic as Paul George, then you might as well take Kevin Love. If you're going to take Paul George at 6, you might as well take Kevin Love at that spot, because normally I'd be safe drafting Kevin Love 6. However, Trev, I've written the KFFL article about acceptable number 3 picks, and Kevin Love was on it because when he's healthy, just like he has been this year thus far, I know it's early, boom, 27.2 points per game, 14.7 rebounds per game, 5 assists per game, almost a steal per game, a block every other game. These are incredible stats, and guess what? He's not on minutes restriction. He's playing 36.4 minutes per game.
This guy is not only playing 30-plus minutes a night, but as you just said, is getting you things that you don't get from a center. He's getting you 3 points made. He's getting you the assists. He's doing all those things that you expected out of Kevin Love that you haven't seen a couple years because of injuries. You know, this guy, if healthy, is the clearest number three pick as a big man for sure, Justin.
Yep, and absolutely, Trevin. Going into fantasy basketball last year, Kevin Love was the consensus number three pick. And I'm glad you're noticing this, Trev, because you've, like we've talked about, really been watching a lot more basketball. I know the year's young, but being able to see a team like the Timberwolves, Trev, there are a lot of good fantasy options. Teams that sucked last year, guess what? It's a new year. Even teams like the Bobcats have a ton of fantasy options, even though if they help you just a little bit, I'm not talking about Kevin Durant or LeBron James type of players, but I'm talking about balanced players, Trev, and that's something that you and I have talked about, getting players that help you in as many categories as possible, as minimally as possible, but hey, it provides balance to your stat sheet at the end of the week.
Well, Justin, let's go ahead and get to the downer. We talked last week about a guy that we told you to draft, and a guy we expected to have a great season for your New York Knickerbockers, Tyson Chandler.
Oof, let's not talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Looking ugly, I know. I don't mean to bring you down. I don't mean for this to be a kick in the ads.
I'm used to it with you, Trev. I'm used to it with our friendship. You always bring me down.
How disappointing, what large of an effect is this going to have that Tyson Chandler's out injured?
It's going to be a big factor when it comes to the fantasy and reality perspective. The reality perspective is the Knicks just lost their top defensive weapon, who's also an arguable top five defensive weapon in the league, in Tyson Chandler. When he's on the floor, the Knicks are much more disciplined. So from a reality standpoint, it's going to sting a little bit, especially because it doesn't look like the Knicks have anybody that could step up. Although Andrea Bargnani filling in at center and scoring 20 points a game is going to lead them to victory. So if he could do that, then that'll be a little bit of a help. But guess what? The Knicks are going to be in trouble because they need him back as quick as possible. I'm just happy he's not out for the year. From the fantasy perspective, look, he could have been worse. You've seen a lot of knee injuries. You've seen a lot of injuries that looked minor, but then boom, Rajon Rondo is out for the year. So you got Tyson Chandler now out for 5 weeks. 10-10 guy with almost two blocks. Guess what? You could find that on the waiver wire, especially now with high percentage shooters at the center position who could get you some rebounds. So, hey, just be happy it wasn't 5 months and it's only 5 weeks.
Speaking of disappointments, Justin, a guy you wanted me to stay away from, I did not listen. First round pick, Mr. Larry Sanders. We saw him have an amazing year last year. You told me to be worried about him being able to produce like he did a year ago. I ignored you. I drafted him. Now I'm hurting.
Yeah, Trav,
Justin,
you're...
I'm hurting.
You are, and I'm sorry about that, Trev. And yeah, Larry Sanders, he averaged 9.5 and 9.5. So 9.5 points, 9.5 rebounds. But the thing was with Larry Sanders, averaged almost 3 blocks per game, and that's what you get with a Larry Sanders. But the problem is,
he's getting 2 blocks a game. The only thing that guy is still doing at this current juncture, still averaging 2 blocks a game, which is acceptable. But everything else, Justin, disgusting.
I understand, Trev, but guess what? I got the solution right here because guess for KFFL and for my own, I write my fantasy basketball waiver wire report every week, and my number one guy this week, Trev, is Zaza Pachulia, because Zaza Pachulia right now is taking minutes away while Larry Sanders is getting into bar fights and not producing. Zaza Pachulia is coming in, playing less than 30 minutes per game and averaging 13 points and 8 rebounds with a high shooting percentage. Trev, this is a guy you want to pick up almost as a handcuff to Sanders while he's out.
There you go, Fantasy Beat listeners. Go ahead, get on that waiver wire. Pick him up. But, Justin, we'd be a little morose, a little lugubrious if we did not talk about a little football game that just happened.
A little football game, a little Thursday night football action between the Redskins and the Vikings. And, Trev, you know, obviously, who's a must-start going into this game? Oh, yeah. Alfred Morris, Adrian Peterson, and look what happened. Both did well. But, Trev, there were some other players who I heard right at the last second, a player like John Carlson with Kyle Rudolph out. John Carlson, I heard it almost the last second from experts and read about him, and boom, he goes and produces and scores. Very interesting Thursday night game.
Very interesting, kind of what we expected. A lot of the people you're expecting to get touchdowns and things of that nature did. You know, Jordan Reed is really proving that he is going to be a top 10 tight end this season, Justin. You know, we told you several weeks ago to go out and pick him up because he's going to be an integral part of this offense, and he's proving to be an integral part of this offense. I mean, again, on the Thursday night game, we saw him get in the end zone. We saw RG3 target him. I mean, this guy is a large part of this offense, Justin.
You know, very interesting when you look at the Redskins receiving core, and I include tight ends at the beginning of the year, you don't really know who to trust. You want to trust Santana Moss that he'll make the big play. You want to trust Aldrick Robertson. You want to trust, you know, Roy Helu. You want to trust a lot of these weapons, and Fred Davis, you can't trust in him. So really, Pierre Garçon is the only weekly trustworthy option, and then boom, Jordan Reed comes in, and he's been fantastic, and like you said, Trev, a top tight end.
Yeah, I mean, just a guy that's an absolute great red zone target for RG3. RG3 is finally feeling like he's stepping into his own. And as much as you had mentioned, you know, Roy Helu, and now you have this whole fullback situation, but let's be honest, Justin. I mean, if you're an Alfred Morris owner, you cannot be disappointed with the 130-plus yards Alfred Morris got for you last week.
Right, but at the same time, Trev, I'm not disappointed in Alfred Morris's production because he's still producing on a weekly basis, but Trev, one of the things that you and I have talked about is, hey, you never know which Redskins running back is going to be the highest producer among the Redskins running back between Young, between Helu, between Morris. But hey, as long as Morris still produces, you're in good graces.
For sure. Justin, no, we can't just talk about the Thursday night football game. As we talked about the last 2 weeks, of course, this is another bye week. You know, we got another four teams on buys this week. And let me ask you, Justin, who are you picking up to fill up your roster on this bye week?
Well, let me tell you right now, I'm picking up Andre Brown. All right, I still see him on a couple of leagues. I know that.
Absurd. Right.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Only because everybody reads headlines. I hate that, Trev. Just because we've seen this so many times, just because you might read a headline that a certain running back is starting, or a certain running back is expected to get the bulk of the carries. Trev, that's a trap play if you let that be your only mentality when deciding on who to start in your lineup, especially in the bye week. Peyton Hillis and Andre Brown, I'm still thinking Andre Brown, even though they're saying that Peyton Hillis is going to be carrying the most of the load.
You're on crack cocaine.
You think Peyton Hillis is going to be the guy this weekend?
No, I think Peyton Hillis is dead. I think Peyton Hillis may have a shot for one more good week. Maybe get one more goal line carry. But, yeah, this Andre Brown, you got to pick up. I don't only think that he is just an average guy to pick up. I think this is going to be – he's going to become a focal point of this offense. And now, just this week, you know, we heard that David Wilson is most likely out for the rest of the season. This is Andre Brown's job to lose. Plain and simple, Justin. This is his time to shine. This is his moment, you know, to do what he's got to do. And if he's still out there on your waiver wires, you're right. You've got to go out there and pick him up.
Absolutely.
You know, another guy that we told you last week, I'm not as confident this week on him, but we told you last week, he's going to fill a new role in this offense. He's going to be a red zone target. He's a big guy that's been with this offense for a while. That's Tyquan Underwood, Justin. I really like this guy. I really think that he's going to fill the void of Mike Williams now that he is out for the season. I think that Mike Glennon is going to have to find somebody other than Vincent Jackson, and I think Tyquan Underwood is that man.
It's very interesting you bring up someone from the Bucs, Trev, because you've seen that Mike Glennon is among one of the top quarterbacks, not top quarterbacks, but one of the quarterbacks who throws the most. So absolutely, Tyquan Underwood, if he's the number two guy, then hey, why not pick him up? Because then here's what you do. You know, when you talk about number two receivers, Trev, and we've talked about that, hey, I picked up Donnie Avery at the last round of our draft, and guess what I did? I put him when he was somewhat hot with Matt Forte, and I packaged him, and I got Adrian Peterson out of the deal. These wide receiver
teams. What did I tell you about that deal, Fancy?
You told me it was good. Other people told me that I was paying a little too much. But, hey, like I thought, you gave me that vote of confidence.
You know, I told you then, I told you again. Donnie Avery was just a flash in the pan. You got rid of him at his highest point, at his highest value, and that's something a lot of people, it's hard to do. When you see a guy go off, it's so hard to get rid of him. But you did it. You nailed the timing. You did it right. You got your man. You got the number one overall pick, Adrian Flippin' Peterson. I mean, let's be honest, Justin, this is what we all covet, right?
Absolutely.
You're the guys that you can just trust week in, week out. It's guys like AP. That's the guys you on your team, the guys that you can completely trust.
Absolutely, Trev. Now, very quickly, you and I have also talked about Riley Cooper. Are you still adding him if he's out there? Because I sure am. He helped me last week.
Yeah, enjoy that. Yeah, I mean, Justin, can we please talk about a goddamn flash in the pan? I mean, this guy has been nothing but that. This guy you cannot trust. You cannot trust him, Justin. I understand that when Riley Cooper's there with Nick Foles, it seems like he can be a little more trustworthy. But unless you're in a PPR league, the three touchdowns, that's an anomaly. You're never going to see that again. This guy will never. He's been in the league for several years now. He's been with the Eagles for several years now. We know what this guy is. He's just a receiver three option, plain and simple, Justin. Obviously, in his bye week, this is a guy that you can play. I'm not saying that. But this is a guy that don't expect another three touchdowns. Don't expect another 100-yard game. This is a guy that you should be realistically expecting maybe four touches, 60 yards. That's what you're going to get out of Riley Cooper this week.
Hey, can I at least get a touchdown from him, Trev?
Nope.
No touchdown. All right. Well, hey, it's the bye week, Trev. I got to be starting these people. What about Nasty Nate Burleson? You love Nasty Nate.
He's out this week, but Justin, such a good idea. Nate Burleson is one of those guys that's going to be a key target in this Lions offense as soon as he comes back. And I think that Nate Burleson is one of those guys that maybe if you've got the room, you stash him. You grab him right now and you stash him.
Right. Say, by the way, with Aaron Dobson as well, you know, bye week this week. But, hey, grab and stash. You should always be playing for the next couple of weeks. Right, Trev?
Most definitely.
All right, well, everyone, that's a fantasy beat, fantasy football, fantasy basketball, but more importantly, fantasy basketball, because that's what Trev likes better.
NBA.
Trev, thanks for coming from Iowa, baby. Don't party too hard. This is another edition of the Fantasy Beat.